I discovered something recently that is definitely qualitative. I want to put that at the outset. But I think it's worth exploring. I think it's worth paying attention to because it plays into some of our assumptions about news and the bubble and our reaction to news and the so-called fake news debacles and spreading out there. And it doesn't involve social networks at all. That's why I think it's interesting, and I think it's worth thinking about, paying attention to. So I kind of want to float it out there while I'm thinking about it to you and find out what you think about it. I have taken to reading the Los Angeles Times app, partly, and this is a separate topic, I guess, someday, but partly because I want to expose myself to more local news. I live in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Times does a fairly decent job of covering local news. So Nextdoor is pretty good at letting me know if there's coyotes in my neighborhood, but it doesn't do a good job of covering the regional local news, the citywide local news, countywide local news. So I started reading the LA Times app. Seems like a reasonable thing to do. And I noticed one day, because they have something called the e-newspaper, which at first glance I thought was kind of silly. It is a graphical representation of the paper they deliver to your house. Now, this does require a subscription. I think I pay 99 cents a month or something like that to get access to all of this on an unlimited basis, which I am willing to do because I will access this a lot. So I'm looking at top news. Let's just take right now as an example. Top news is your normal app and even website presentation. California bill to add housing in single-family home neighborhoods blocked by lawmakers. Fairly big type. Picture of a house under construction. By Liam Dillon. Nothing else. Click through. Trump administration ends $929 million pact to build California high speed. That doesn't even have a picture. That's just in there with the byline. Supreme Court is not eager to overturn Roe v. Wade, at least not soon. And then a picture of protesters. A dwindling generation. World War II veteran aims to preserve the lessons of war's horrors. And a picture of what I presume is the veteran. All right, so these are all relatively similar presentations. It's a thing. Now, if I go to the e-newspaper, what do I get? Well, I get older news, for one thing. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm recording this. So I get a big picture of a homeless encampment, and environmental law is used to fight homeless shelters. Then up in the top right, U.S.-Iran tension escalates. Allies urge restraint. Bottom right, school board vote reshuffles power at a crucial moment. Student fights ouster over college scam. No picture. Fugitive in embassy caper. And then a goodbye Big Bang Theory. A couple things in the bottom right. Now, maybe this is because I'm old. Maybe it's because I grew up with newspapers. But I felt calmer reading this weird scan of the front page, which I can tap on. If I tap on U.S.-Iran tension, takes me right into the story that I would have gotten if I'd tapped on it in the other place, and I could read it. But there's something about the presentation of the front page that I found reassuring. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's just familiarity. It very well may be. It may be that I grew up with this presentation, and so I like it. But part of me thinks that it's a better presentation. Remember that newspapers didn't always present the news this way. When newspapers began, they just started printing things in the same width, same type, starting right on the front page, just in column after column. You just read through it. And over time, they evolved the idea of like, well, let's make some headlines bigger to emphasize importance. Let's use photos, once photos came along, to illustrate the articles and provide a sense of the story you're looking at. Sometimes not having a photo, like the U.S.-Iran tension doesn't have a photo, kind of makes it feel more serious. This is something you just can't capture in a photo. And I wonder if there's something to the idea that that presentation does a better job of conveying emphasis, does a better job, and granted, it's the editorial emphasis of the Los Angeles Times or any other newspaper, But the scroll that I was looking at earlier, the just straight top news, here you go, California bill, makes everything seem equally important. And so a side story feels as important as anything else. It also is more stressful. I've got to get through all of these stories. They're all here. They're all the same importance. I should really be reading them all, shouldn't I? Whereas the newspaper, none of us read the newspaper front cover to front cover, at least most of the time. It was, oh, that's the biggest, most important story. Is that interesting to me? Well, this story's smaller, but it's also interesting to me. I can't believe I'm going to say this. It felt more collaborative to say this is the LA Times telling me what it thinks is important, not just in coverage, but also in emphasis, and me getting to negotiate that and go, well, you know, yes with that, not so much with that, here and there. I think the presentation of the scroll should be studied. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or otherwise, but I notice a difference. And I would like to know personally if that difference can be attributed to, like, yeah, somebody who didn't grow up with the newspaper doesn't feel that. They're just confused by this presentation because it's all out of order and it's not in a scrollable, and they're used to scrollable, and scrollable feels more familiar. Maybe that's what you'd find. Or it's possible that you would find that, well, actually, when you present it in blocks like you do on a front page, suddenly people navigate news better. They take a more active role in it, maybe. They feel like the news is not just one endless flood of bad, but something they maybe have a little more control over. These are all suppositions. They're not things I'm asserting as true. Those would be the kinds of things that I would like to see tested. Because the newspaper, as I mentioned before, was a product of centuries, literally centuries, of experimentation from the first movable type broadsides and pamphlets to the daily newspapers of the 1700s, 1800s, all the way through to the 21st century. We've had hundreds of years to determine what works. And granted, people change, tastes change over that time, but certain things start to feel like eternals. A big headline, smaller headlines, block formats, few photos. It feels more like something that's not going to stress me out versus the long scroll. Now, to bring back into social networks, the Facebook is the worst version of the long scroll, right? Because at least the long scroll on the LA Times app was just the LA Times. I knew for good or ill what I was getting came from the LA Times. And maybe I credit the LA Times as an authority, in which case then I give the same authority to everything. Well, the scroll in the Facebook newsfeed gives you the same psychological authority to everything, whether it's coming from, you know, crazy Uncle Tom, or a respected, longtime political journalist, or a very credible scientific source. They all get the same emphasis in your newsfeed. And so everything feels the same. And I think we've often thought, well, that makes people believe things that aren't true because they see it in the same context. I think that's been studied, that's been thought of, and that is being studied. But is there an additional stress of the endless newsfeed, which is much worse on Facebook? The LA Times is just giving me a scroll. Facebook is creating a platform that is meant to keep me scrolling, that is trying to make sure that I don't stop scrolling. And, you know, there's all kinds of ancillary questions that you can run off to here about, is this one of the reasons we're more divided? Not because we're fooled. Maybe our opinions haven't even changed. What about that? What if fake news isn't changing opinions? It's just making people more stressed out. And when you're stressed, here's one thing that has been proven in a study. Whether fake news actually changes your opinions or not has not been proven in a study. But you know what has been proved? That stress makes you less likely to change your mind. It makes you dig in on your opinions. When you attack someone, they dig in. There have been studies about that. Stress makes you less flexible. And if everyone on Facebook is being stressed out by the scroll and the parade of bad news, and they see their opinions either challenged or reflected, maybe they dig in a little more. Maybe that's, and I'm not saying it is, but maybe that's a question that needs to be answered. Maybe that's a way to look at this. Is it the stress that is added to us by this, which then becomes a flywheel, right? We're stressed out by the newsfeed and not being able to keep up. We're stressed out by the opinions we see at it, which is exaggerated by the stress that is endemic in using a scrolling newsfeed. And then we're stressed out by the results of everyone else being stressed because it creates a political climate where we can't agree with each other and we don't like this or that person who's in this or that position. And we're all stressed, which makes us more stressed, which makes us turn to our social networks for validation, which just makes us more stressed. Possible, right? I mean, it's not unlikely. Again, this is the editor's desk. This is me floating opinions, floating ideas. And these aren't even opinions. I actually want to make that clear. These are not opinions. These are not me saying, I think this is true. This is me saying, that is something worth studying. That is something worth looking at. Because I think one of the things that bothers me the most about a lot of the approach to what social networks are doing to our society is the idea that what social networks are doing to our society is determined, and we need to measure the effect of it. In other words, we know that Facebook is causing X, Y, and Z. Let's look for that measurement. Let's measure that effect. You're kind of presupposing the conclusion. I think a healthier way is to say, well, it could be this, or it could be this. What other things could it be? Now let's go measure all of those. Because frankly, if you only have one idea and you measure that, you're probably going to find out it had an effect of some kind, of any kind. What other alternative explanations could you think of? I'm not saying the e-newspaper is the solution to all of our news ills, but it shook me out of my own thinking and said, well, what if it's just the presentation? What if that is one of the fundamental factors that is causing all this trouble? And what if we just changed the presentation of news? What if somebody came along with a different way of showing the news feed of news as well as social networks? What would that look like? What would that mean? And would it have a different effect? Would it change the way people perceive the world around them? Questions for us to consider as we go around trying to make sense of this mad old world. That's what I try to do here. Thank you, everybody, for supporting us on Patreon, for listening to us here. And I hope that you have a lovely weekend. And we'll talk to you on Daily Tech News Show soon.